The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Bunk bunk. News. News.
I have to keep it going now.
No, you have to sing.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Okay, before we start, I would like texters to text into 51059 what you think the punishment for Aaron should be for not singing along with News or Nope. You're the one who requests the song.
No,
you
I don't.
Request the other one.
I like singing.
Nope!
But Aaron, like, everyone sings.
Apparently not everyone.
Is this because you're mad that your other jingle got, like,
snubbed? No.
Then why won't you sing to the News or Nope?
Well, there's a new Great Mate Debate, and there is a female on it, but it's not me.
Do you want to be on it?
No, it's fine.
Oh, so you are bitter. There's something...
It's fine. I wasn't even contacted about it, but it's fine.
You were doing something that day.
You don't know that.
I do, because I know I only contacted T-Hack that day.
Yeah, you only contacted T-Hack.
Because I...
Mm.
I thought you were doing something. What was that?
She was supposed to, like, I just threw it together and put your voices on. The session is still open at my house. You
Good
can
evening.
Be on the. Oh my God. She's holding a grudge about.
Yeah. And this is the first we're hearing about
should
it.
Should we just scrap News or Nope until Aaron sings along? Text into 51059 because I think we should.
Good evening. I've got a story. That's stupid stories. Slacker goes above and beyond. Yeah, he goes above and beyond. At
With
this.
Every fiber of my being, because you're not playing along, I want
I
to
am
sing.
Playing along.
No, because you won't sing the News or Nope thing. I want to just nope everything you do, so you're just off the segment until. But then you got me because you used me in the story, and you're playing to my narcissism.
Hmm. The average person...
I haven't said News or Nope yet!
The average person news. Will curse 80 times over the course of a single day.
We do what?
Curse. Cuss.
Oh, okay. I've never understood the difference. It's the same.
I don't know.
Yeah,
cursing
swearing.
And cussing is...
Cussing, cursing,
yeah.
Swearing.
Whichever one you want.
But I mean, like,
80
cursing
times.
To me is like, oh my God, we don't do politics on this show. I just have to put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a story today. This is a non-politically affiliated statement I'm about to make. I saw a story today. These women are witches.
Mm.
Mm.
And they have like a coven on Reddit or whatever. And they spend their time like deciding. It's almost like, what was 4chan or whatever, or some of those old sites where
yeah.
they'd be like,
oh, yeah,
let's
yeah,
go
yeah.
after this. Or the guys who like lifted GameStop stock back up and like saved it.
Mm-hmm.
The witches are like, today, let's all curse. Ugh. Today, let's all curse. Bleh. And they like curse different political figures. And on this thread, they were all saying, I don't know what it is. And they're all agreeing. Donald Trump has something that is blocking their curses.
Wow.
That said that? Okay.
They were like, I can't figure it out. He's got some kind of protection. And it was like, what? And it was like all witches. And again, I wasn't looking for political stuff. This was in some other thread. And I was like, how did I get this thread? Why is this in my algorithm? And I'm like, I was just fascinated by it. The reason I'm talking about it right now is curse to me
same.
Is only that.
Related
like, I've never
to witches.
Saying
yeah.
the F word is not a curse. Saying
you're cussing.
Blah, 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 you're going to, you know, you're going to crash your car. You're going to get flat tire or like whatever. That's a curse. And swearing is something you do is like, I swear. Like, I'm not going to, I swear I'm not going to, like, steal your bike.
So yeah. So
swear
just,
is like a promise to me.
I see. That
so
makes sense.
To me, it's only cussing.
Yeah.
It can't be.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've heard you talk, and it's only cussing.
Yeah.
Lines up.
Oh, my God. I do curse more than cuss.
God. Wow.
All right. What's the point? We all cuss too much?
Yeah, it's just, we
you
cuss
just,
a lot.
You got in on News or Nope just with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good evening. Big news out of Hollywood. Heartthrob Rob Lowe admits he had a fling with another very famous celebrity back in the day. Would you like to know who it was?
Here's the thing. This is unfair because I already know who it is and I don't think it's that interesting.
But I always forget who Rob Lowe is.
Rob Lowe is the man who will not age.
Not at
There's
all.
There's a lot
no.
of those now.
No.
Hold on.
He does the weird little Atkins bar commercials.
He does, yeah.
He's in a show that I'm watching on Netflix that I don't remember what it's called. Like Related
Unstable.
Or something. Unstable. Oh God, Unstable, so good.
Is that not the show that you were talking
it
about?
It is, no, oh. that's it. And his kid's in it. And his kid's a little mini-me. Yeah. I'm going to say it's news, but okay.
He was in Tommy Boy as well. That was just on TV the other night, and we were watching it, and I got my wife and was like, what do you think? Prime Rob Lowe. She's like, he's a little too perfect.
He is
And I agree. Yeah. He's beautiful. But back in the day, he had a fling with Demi Moore back in the 80s. Can you believe it?
He as a newscaster, you know how the newscasters get to words? That you can tell they just wanted to say that word as a newscaster. You know what I mean?
That's her name, though. It's not Demi.
I know, but he said, did you feel the emphasis he put on it?
Demi Moore. To be the,
wanted to be that guy.
No, I felt it.
Yes, it's news or nope. I'm doing it. Yes.
No,
I want to be that guy.
Like,
back to you, Alice 105.9.
There was a comedian who would be like newscasters, like fighting broke out in Nicaragua, they would automatically say Nicaragua. And you're like, dude. You didn't do that on any, you didn't say Beijing. You didn't you only
Perez
do it
Hilton
on,
does that a lot. Yeah, it's annoying. Stupid.
Well, they had a fling during their time as part of the Brat Pack back in the 80s.
Oh, that's right. There was a Brat Pack, and the Rat Pack is
that was like Pretty in Pink.
Nope.
That's Frank
that's
Sinatra.
Brat Pack. Yes.
Wait,
Rat Pack is that. Rat Pack is Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin.
I guess I didn't realize that Rob Lowe and Demi were part of the Brat Pack.
They are. I think.
Is there another
all the people
pack?
In St. Elmo's Fire or whatever.
According to my research on this paper, it says Brat Pack.
It's Brat Pack is correct. Okay. They called them the Brat Pack after the Rat Pack.
Oh.
They thought they were going to be the new forever stars.
And they were kind of right. I mean, they're still stars.
Listen, the music's already started for her, so.
Good evening. It is National Greasy Food Day. So go and enjoy some bacon, some French fries.
You're
the
literally
holiday you celebrate year round.
Yeah.
You're phoning it in. That's all you had?
Yeah. Well, because I did
sing the damn song.
I did something for you, and I wanted to do something for T-Hack.
Okay,
that's
so it's
very
greasy
exciting.
Food day. How are you celebrating today, T-Hack?
Oh, like I do every day. I'll be at greasy. See, I don't like greasy because it's got a bad connotation to it.
I view it as good.
I will say
there are certain times. Have you ever had a healthy burger?
Yeah.
That's not greasy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's bad.
It is. Yeah. It's dry.
You want just, a burger to be greasy. Mm-hmm. Hey, Five Guys, looking at you. I love you, and your burgers are greasy. That's why I love you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't give me a non-greasy burger.
Mm-hmm.
Culver's, I'm not a big fan, but your burgers are greasy.
Yeah.
Don't stop doing that.
Ooh, I love it. Yeah. Culver's, maybe do a little pizza grease. Nothing wrong with that.
Pizza grease where you fold it in half and just let the hot lava. All right. Well, I think we have time for one more.
Good evening. Big news out of the calendar today because it's officially 2 months until Christmas. Who's excited, huh?
I actually am.
No!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.